The experts who identified the 10 threats to the Great Lakes forests say non-point source pollution is one of the worst threats. That's pollution that doesn't come out of a pipe, but instead is washed from streets and farm fields and lawns. Americans use at least 3 million tons of fertilizer on their lawns every year. But the same compounds that make for a lush green lawn can make a stinky, slimy mess when they get washed into lakes and rivers. Sarah Hewlett looks at efforts to limit the amount of lawn chemicals that make their way into the waterways.
When newspaper headlines decried the death of Lake Erie in the 1970s, Americans got familiar with a new enemy of the environment. Scientists named phosphorus the major culprit in the lake's decline, and the reaction went a long way toward cleaning up the lake. Billions of dollars went into upgrades for wastewater treatment plants to reduce phosphorus from sewage, and phosphate detergents have been mostly phased out of use. But now that regulators have gotten a handle on the phosphorus coming from the most obvious sources, they're left with a much more difficult task: reducing phosphorus from countless smaller sources that together add up to a lot of pollution. One of those sources is lawn fertilizer, and Glenn Short says it's easy to see what happens when that fertilizer gets washed into the lake where he lives.
You have like this green slime floating all over the top of the lake water. Just pops up everywhere, and it can fill the entire lake surface, especially in the calmer bays. It can be just miserable for swimming and things like that.
Short sits on the board of the Lake Sherwood Association in southeast Michigan. His neighbors asked him to lobby the township to pass a ban on phosphorus fertilizer to reduce the algae that takes over the lake in the summers. But he says at first he was reluctant to do it.
I'm like any other homeowner. I don't want government telling me what to do with my own property. I want a really nice lawn. I felt that I should be able to have one.
But he started doing some research, and he found that enough phosphorus will eventually kill a lake.
Over a period of time, you get more and more organic material growing. You kill it off. You just start filling up your lake. Eventually, you have no lake anymore. You just have a wetland. Well, I like my lake here. I mean, I live on a lake. I like to use the lake.
So Short drafted an ordinance to ban fertilizers containing phosphorus, and his township board passed it. Several other local governments in the region have also enacted limits or outright bans, and the state of Minnesota has statewide limits on phosphorus fertilizers. It's an approach the landscape industry calls unnecessary. Gary Eichen is with Mike's Tree Surgeons in southeast Michigan. It's a company that signed on to an initiative aimed at environmentally responsible lawn care. The company uses zero phosphorus fertilizer on almost all the lawns it treats. Back in his office, Eichen says the problem isn't the chemicals. It's that most homeowners don't know how to use them.
They purchase from a source that is not educated in what the products are. He goes home and starts going through this giant label on the back of it, and most of it might as well be Egyptian hieroglyphics. He has no idea. So he ends up over-applying or incorrectly applying.
Eichen says there would be far fewer problems with runoff if homeowners left fertilizing to the professionals. And he says it's tough for the experts to stay in business when there's a patchwork of local ordinances to regulate chemicals like phosphorus. But that's exactly what the Environmental Protection Agency is asking communities to do. Brad Garman of the Michigan Environmental Council says that kind of bottom-up regulation presents some challenges.
It's very difficult to monitor and see what's working and what's not, and to chart success. And I know that a lot of the state programs are kind of reevaluating right now to see if the approach they've been using over the last 5 or 10 years has been working.
It'll take at least another 5 to 10 years for Glenn Short to see the results of his community's phosphorus ban. The lake he lives on is part of a river system that eventually dumps into Lake Erie. But he says just like that Great Lake, it'll be worth the wait and the effort to see his small lake bounce back to health. For the GLRC, I'm Sarah Hewlett.